Physical education traditionally gets the Rodney Dangerfield treatment at schools around the country. They get no respect. In recent years, however, health officials have started talking about how important physical education can be to fight a growing epidemic of obesity and inactivity among kids. With a new sense of purpose, reform-minded PE instructors are focusing more on health and fitness rather than dodgeball. The model for a so-called new PE is in Illinois. For decades, it's been the only state to require daily physical education for public school students from kindergarten through high school. But Illinois does have its share of schools that opt out. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Now this is a health club in the truest sense of the word. From the pit-pat-pit-pat of tennis shoes on treadmills to the whir of stationary bikes, the fitness room at Madison Junior High School in the Chicago suburb of Naperville, Illinois, is like Bally's without the pickup lines. About three dozen 13 and 14-year-olds obediently rotate from one workout station to the next. 20 different weight machines let students work on specific muscles. They can do leg extensions, chest presses, diverging lat pull-downs. Like most of the kids in this class, 8th grader Dave Wondolowski wears a gray t-shirt bearing the slogan, Getting Fit for Life, Madison Health Club. He says he was thrilled to learn how to lift weights during PE.
I didn't really know how to, but they like taught me. I showed how it's helped because at the beginning of the year I could only lift about like 50 pounds, but now I can get up to about like 70.
Next to the fitness room in Madison's main gym, another class is rollerblading. Music pulsates over loudspeakers as students take a half-hour spin around the gym floor. Underneath their shirts, the kids have heart rate monitors strapped to their chests. The monitors let the students know if they've reached the average target heart rate of between 140 and 180 beats per minute.
Neil?
148.
148, good.
Nice.
And?
I got 146.
146.
Oh,
you thought I meant Liz.
130.
130, okay.
The man jotting down heart rates and not, repeat, not wearing a whistle is Madison Junior High's Phil Lawler. He's a PE teacher, but calling him that is like saying Michael Jordan was just a basketball player. For the past dozen years, Phil Lawler has developed the nation's most renowned new PE program, stressing lifelong health and physical activity and cardiovascular fitness. To the first-time visitor, it's striking to see so many lean children at Madison Junior High. When you mention it to Lawler, he responds with a favorite statistic.
Nationwide in this country right now, if you include overweight with obese, it's almost running 36% of all students are overweight or obese. We crunched numbers in our district a year ago, and we selected the freshman level, and we tested 1,500 students. And when you include overweight with obese, we're at 3%.
Lawler's five-day-a-week new PE program in Naperville has been recognized by the Centers for Disease Control, which estimate the medical cost for obesity-related sickness in this country was $75 billion last year. A doctor who'd been in practice over 20 years visited Madison Junior High and then wrote to Lawler, "You will end up saving more lives through your profession as a physical education instructor than I will ever be able to as a physician." PE teachers saving lives is a long way from drill sergeant types ordering kids to climb ropes. That's the kind of PE Phil Lawler taught until, he says, a light went off 12 years ago. The old physical education model of teaching sports skills, he realized, was too narrow. A lot of kids didn't like organized sports. Many were being left out.
The funnel gets very, very small. What's happening, we're getting into traveling teams. We're focusing on the elite athletes. Even in a school our size, we have an interscholastic basketball team here. We'll have 70 kids try out, but we only keep 20. So even already at age 10, 11, and 12, we're eliminating kids, and we're telling them, you're not good enough to be an athlete.
Turning off kids to sports, says Lawler, also has an impact on physical spontaneity.
What we're losing is just the ability to go out and play and move on their own. Backyard games, pickup games, things like that.
Madison's new PE program, which continues at Naperville Central High School, offers games and physical activity for all. Aerobics, kayaking, rock climbing. Students do play traditional sports, but modify them. Flag football, for example, has four-person teams instead of 11 on a side. That way, everyone moves.
I remember how I used to sit on the sidelines during competitive sports, too shy to participate. When I began my experience with the PE for Life program with Mr. Lawler at Madison Junior High School. I found my niche in PE.
Jessica Wolfram was one of several former Madison students offering PE testimonials at a fundraising breakfast in Naperville this month. Phil Lawler says he's paid for all the new PE bells and whistles, as he calls them, with money from Naperville community organizations, parents groups, corporate sponsors. Naperville is upper middle class, but Lawler says the key to building a successful program anywhere is convincing people that daily physical education is as important as any subject.
Talk to a person who's ill and find out how important reading, math, science is if they don't have the health to carry on a normal routine.
It's a compelling argument, but in the nearby Illinois township of Riverside Brookfield, they've made the decision that academics are more important than PE.
Korean War, what else? Domino theory? All right, the Yalu River and the whole Korean War thing, so a lot on that. Europe, anybody choose Europe? Go ahead, Michael.
The policy of containment, it wasn't like spectacular the results it had, but it definitely fared better in Europe than it did in
My name's Mike Farnham, and I'm a junior here at Riverside Brookfield High School.
Mike Farnham didn't take physical education this year because he wanted to take other classes instead. He was able to get out of PE because his high school received a waiver from the state, allowing the school to bypass the Illinois requirement of daily PE.
What would you not have been able to do had you been required, as is state law in Illinois, to do PE 5 days a week?
I probably wouldn't have been able to take either physics or AP biology. I also knew that what colleges like to see was that you went in the course sequence, biology, chemistry, physics, or you at least had those three in some order in your high school career.
There's a lot of demands, and parents don't want their students giving up those types of activities. They're more willing sometimes to give up the physical education.
Jack Balderman is the principal at Riverside Brookfield High. He says he turns down requests to get out of PE if he thinks they're frivolous. Balderman believes in physical education, but says he still wants the flexibility to use the waiver, considering the academic pressure on students today, from parents, from colleges, from the federal government with its push to raise test scores. Balderman says over the last 4 years, the waivers have helped improve his school's academic progress by letting more kids take advanced placement classes.
Our advanced placement rank has moved from not in the top 20 in the state to top 10 in the state, and we believe that we'll be number one in the state, and we're excited about that.
Nearly 22% of the public school districts in Illinois currently have waivers or some modification to their daily PE requirement. Some schools, like Balderman's, are making what he calls tough academic choices. Others say they need waivers because they can't afford PE programs or don't have the physical space. A bill in the state legislature would limit the scope of waivers with the intention of ultimately getting rid of them. Supporters of the bill, like Naperville's Phil Lawler, say top-notch education and daily PE can coexist and should. Twisting a well-known slogan, Lawler likes to say, "A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but so is the rest of a child, too." Tom Goldman, NPR News.